Blessings upon each of you tonight. Blessings upon each of you. And thank you for dialing in to another edition of our prophetic prayer partnership. We are so grateful to the Lord to be on with you tonight and to have you continuously connected to our prophetic prayer partnership. You know, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and in the mountain of his holiness. The Father has blessed us. The Father has continuously watched over us. We are grateful for that. And we are continuing in the Lord's favor. Scripture says it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness of our God. He is faithful. He's faithful to us all of the time. And I'm grateful to the Lord. Well, it is an honor and it is indeed a privilege. We are so excited to be back on with you tonight. And we are grateful that we have another opportunity to pursue the more of God. That's what we're doing. We are pursuing the more of God. I want more of him. I want more of his presence, more of his revelation, more of his power. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Well, let's go back in as we are preparing to go a little bit deeper into our discussion that we have been having and our impartation that we have been having as it pertains to the month of February. We've been covering the topic of maintaining a connection, maintaining our spiritual connection. We've been talking about this and we have really been tuning in on the principles that it takes for us to maintain our spiritual connection. Tonight, I want us to really consider something that I think, if anything, it helps us to really see how we struggle with our human connections. Oftentimes, when we start dealing with the spiritual connection, we jump to the spiritual while ignoring our human exchanges. Here's the challenge with that. The relationship with God is really authenticated through the relationship with one another. If we are to be connected to God, we are connected to God through our brothers and sisters. That's why Jesus said it this way. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples when you have love for one another. See, love for one another is love for God. For the question is asked, how can you love God whom you have not seen, yet hate your brother in whom you see every day? So it is important for us, as we're talking about our relationship with God, to use in comparison with our relationship to each other, how we deal with one another within the connectivity of humanity. Well, here's one of the challenges. When we fall out, when we have misunderstandings, and when there is distance created, and when there is strife, when there is a time of excommunication, what begins to happen with us is, sometimes within our consciousness, we are over the infraction. Have you ever been there? Have you ever had a fallout or something transpired that brought distance or drove a wedge in between you and another connection? And then after a while, within your own self-consciousness, you are over the situation, you know? But just because you're over it, or just because you are beyond what transpired, doesn't necessarily mean you know how to reconnect the connection that suffered the disconnect. And that is what begins to happen even in our relationship with God. A lot of the times when the disconnect begins to happen, we don't really know how to get back. A lot of the times we camouflage reconciliation. We say things such as, well, I'm over it, you know, it's nothing going on. But there is no effort, there is no attempt to reconcile. There is no attempt to restore that which has been breached or that which has been broken. And that is where pride comes in. We've got to be very mindful of the spirit of pride, because pride is a haughty spirit, and it comes before destruction. It goeth before the fall. When we are full of pride, there are things that we will not say or things that we will not do for the sake of our image, for the sake of others watching, for the sake of our reputations. We will not encounter true repentance or true reconciliation, the path to true restoration. We do this with each other. There are many of us who have been long over the grudge that we've carried, long over the issue that transpired. For many of us, we can't even remember the details of what transpired, but we've held it for so long. We've maintained a certain posture and we have maintained a certain disposition for so long that we don't know the way back. I was conversing with someone the other day and just helping them navigate through conflict resolution. And as I was sharing with them, and they with me, they began to share about how they want to restore the relationship, but they just don't know how. And that got my wheels to thinking, why do we fall astray in the spirit? Why do we stay at distance with God? Because as sure as you're living, impact within life is going to occur. As sure as you are listening to the sound of my voice, there are going to be things that's going to happen to attempt to drive wedges between you and the Almighty God. But there has to be a level of consciousness within you to not allow the breach. And to not allow the distance to go too far or to go too long, not allowing the pride to come back in. I was sharing with one of our church's parishioners, and they began to reach out to me, and they said to me, they said, Bishop, I haven't been in some time to the house of the Lord. And this was their words to me. I want to come home. And all I could say to them was, well, come home then. Because that, in a lot of cases, is our challenge. We want to, but we don't know how to. Think about that prodigal son as he's out in the country wasting his life away. Think about that prodigal son who is now at the end of his rope, who has now been proven to have moved prematurely, to have moved outside of season. And he's thinking about going home. And he misconstrues how he should go home. He says, well, I'll just go and be a servant. I'm going to go back home, but I'm going to go and I'm going to be a servant. And so he redefines the narrative of his connection to his home based upon his choices. And I want to tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, when reconciliation is divine, when restoration is divine, when that thing is pure, you don't ever have to reconfigure your position. All you have to do is return. I want you to hear me tonight. I want you to hear me tonight. Put a return in your consciousness. Return, return, return. Get back to the place. Get back to the space. Get back to the commitment. Get back to the dedication. Get back to the requirements. Get back to make a return. Because every last one of us, and this does not escape any of us, every last one of us have fallen short. Doesn't the Bible tell us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? Doesn't the Word of God give us that explanation? Then why do we think it is beyond us? Please don't think that shouting and dancing and speaking in the unknown tongue is the fill-in for distance. The truth is that there are people who speak in tongues, shout, dance, devout attendees to the house of the Lord, but there's distance. There's distance. Let's not forget that during that time of fellowship right there in that garden, when the presence of the Lord came through walking in the cool of the garden, he calls out to Adam, not because God did not know, but because God wanted to awaken the consciousness of Adam to help Adam to understand there is something off. Adam is hiding, and God says, where art thou? That question is major, ladies and gentlemen, because whenever there is distance created, Whenever there is an interruption to your regimen, to your schedule, whenever there is something that is missing, whenever you're off kilter, something is off from your place of worship, your place of praise, your prayer times and your posture, God wants, where are you? Not that he does not know. God knows exactly where you are. But are you aware that there is distance? Are you aware that there is distance? Well, that's what I wanted to mention to you tonight. That's what I wanted to impart into your spirit tonight, because whenever you are at a place where you need to return, where you need to get back in place. You know, I'm telling you, these levels of impartation are so very vital and so very important, because even if you are not there now, as sure as I live, as sure as you live, there's going to be a time where you and I are going to get there. And I don't know about you, but I'm not too ashamed or afraid or too prideful to admit that I have been there. Oh, can I get some people tonight that will witness with me tonight? I have been there. I know that I've got some Zoomers tonight who have been there. I know I've got some people on our conference line who have been there. Have you ever been there where there has been distance between you and God? We've not really done superbly in fostering our relationships and our connections with God. There have been times where I have wanted to throw in the towel and quit and give up and say, forget about it. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And you know, you can say all you want to that, well, you're the man of God and you're the woman of God. Listen, the man and the woman of God gets to the place where there is distance. Scripture said that he would fool the very elect if it were possible. It is up to you to reconcile. And I want you to hear me. Reconciliation is bringing yourself to a consciousness that there is distance and I want to close the gap. There is distance and I want to close this distance. I want to be close again. I believe it was Brother Fred Hammond who said, just to be close to you is my desire. Want to be close to the Lord. I want to be right where he is. I want his presence surrounding me. I want to feel the embrace of the presence of God. I want to be close to the Lord. Is there anybody on this conference line tonight that has that desire? One thing the psalmist said that I desire of the Lord, that I may seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, to inquire of its temple and to behold its beauty in the secret place of his tabernacle. I want to be hidden there. Psalmist said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Lord. I want to be close to him. I want to be right where he is. I want to feel the power and the strength of the Lord's embrace. That when I can't find any physical support, when it feels like my world is crumbling, when it feels like the floor beneath me has given out, when it feels like the walls around me are collapsing and I'm going to be crushed beneath them, I want to know that the Lord is my refuge. I want to be confident that he is my present help in the time of trouble. I want to tell you tonight, for those of you that are underneath the sound of my voice, if we're going to maintain a spiritual connection, if we're going to maintain that place with God, we must return. We've got to stop coming to God with all of these requests. We've got to stop coming to God with all of these lists of things that we want him to do and need him to do. You know, the time of request, you know, there's a time and place for all of that. There's a time and place to make requests unto God. And there's nothing wrong with making your request made known unto God. There's nothing wrong with that. But there comes a time also where we must meet requirements that we're not just asking him to do without our doing. There is a doing that is required from us. What's required from us? Return. John, who is on the Isle of Patmos, John begins to write to the church. I believe it is at Ephesus. John begins to tell them, according to the word of the Lord, that God has something against them. What does God have against them? He says, God is against you because you have abandoned the love you had at first. There was a love that you had for God. There was a closeness. There was a devotion. There was a desire. There was an intimacy that you had for God at the first. And you have abandoned that post. It is not God who abandons us, ladies and gentlemen. It is we who have abandoned God, abandoned the principles of God, abandoned the consciousness of God. We have given up the values and the statutes of God, and we have traded them in for the love of the world and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. Are you listening to me? We have done it. It's not God. We've done it. But God says, this is the power of mercy. This is the authenticity of mercy that you come back. He says, remember from where and from what you have fallen. He says, repent, come back, return, and do the works you did at first. Do the works you did at first. Get back to prayer. Get back to where you were. Get back to worship. Your spot is still open. I want you to declare that with me tonight. I want you to put that word down in your spirit. My spot is still vacant. Come on, come on. I want you to put that word out there. Put it out there and put it in your spirit. My spot is still vacant. My spot is still vacant. It has not been filled. And I want you to understand, because that is so, get back to your spot. Get back to the place where you first believed. Get back to the place where you first received. Get back to the place where you were on fire for God. Get back to the place where you allowed nothing to stop you from getting to the presence of God. Get back to the place where you allowed nothing to interfere, interrupt, disrupt, distract your place with God. Get back there. Get back there. Return there. Repent for abandoning it and return to it. When that prodigal son made his way back home, he discovered that he never had to reposition himself in the narrative. He never had to reposition himself, listen at this, in the home. He did not have to take a lesser role. When he returned back home, he found that there was a father that was waiting for him. There was a father who earnestly restored him. There was a father who put his loving arms around him and gave him what he had squandered, gave him what he had wasted, gave him what he had thrown away. There was a father. Can I tell somebody tonight, you have a father. My God, you have a Heavenly Father. I better hurry up and get to prayer because I'm getting excited right now. I am bubbling over in my spirit tonight. You have a Father. Come on and declare that with me tonight, and let's see if that same excitement will hit your spirit. I have a Father. Glory to God. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Come on, can you say it with me one more time? I have a Father. He is touched with the feelings of my infirmities. He knows my idiosyncrasies. He knows the place of my fragility. He knows the place, praise the name of the Lord, of my vulnerability. He knows the place of my weakness. I have a father, and all I've got to do is return to my father. I have wasted enough time with strangers, those who have treated me harshly. I have a father, those who have treated me unfairly and unjustly, but I have a father. Return, ladies and gentlemen, to the father. You're trying to figure out, well, how do I return? Do your first works. Get back to the works that you did at the first. You're not too far gone that you can't be restored. You're not too far gone that you cannot be, praise the name of the Lord, reconciled. You have a father. Get back to your father. I see them doing it and saying it on the Zoom platform. I trust and pray that you're saying it. Amen. On the conference line, we are believing God. Praise the name of the Lord. As I began to share, amen, with one of my spiritual daughters, praise the Lord, I said to them, just come home. Just come home. And that is where we are. That is where we are. You don't have to stay and remain in the shape and in the state that you're in. Get home. There's a home that you have, and the vacancy has not been filled. It is your space, it is your spot. It belongs to you. This is your house, it is your father, and he loves you. Oh, not only do I have a father, but bless my God's wonderful name, he loves me. Oh, bless his name tonight. Oh, praise him tonight. He's not only my father, Hobiashama, Hekandedeosia, but he loves me. He loves me. He loves me beyond every mistake I've made. He loves me beyond every foolish choice. He loves me beyond even my deliberate, praise the name of the Lord, disregard. He loves me beyond the things I've said out of place and out of pocket. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. I have a father, glory, and he loves me. And I want you to be encouraged tonight. I want you to be encouraged to know that it is safe for you to make your way back home. It is safe for you to get back to the place. It is safe for you to return to your spot. Your spot is still vacant. Your spot is still vacant. It has not been taken. It has not been filled. Stop making excuses, because the longer you make excuses is the further out you're pushed, the more distance that is created. The further out you go, the more you keep making excuses. The more you put it off is the further broken you remain and the more broken you become. No. He loves you. Get back to the place. Do your first works over again. You've abandoned your love. You've abandoned your post. Get back to the place and watch the Lord favor and bless you. Well, I am so excited to share with you the word of the Lord. I know God is speaking to you. I know God is ministering to you. I know the favor of the Lord is upon you and resting heavily so. And so I want you to know that we are continuously lifting up those of you who are on our prayer request. Amen. List, and we're constantly calling your name, believing God with you that the will of God be done. Antoinette Williams, Diane Harsh, Patricia Prelo, amen. Chloe Morgan Rouse, Julian Lopez, Verna Simmons, Nyasha Cooper, Pandora Wilson, Celeste Johnson, Shamika Horton, Diamond Smichael, Michelle Smith, Rochelle Maxwell, Benita Thompson, Larry Dudley, Harriet Shelby, Deborah Schuler, Shaquana Johnson, Benita Clark, Annette West, Harriet Green, Elder Benita Robinson, Janet Durbin, Shirima Abdullah, Elder Princella Smith, Rosalinda Archbold, Ruth Aileen, Chanel Kelly, Shanika Muniz, Merritt and Tajma Leti Freeman, Patsy Rizzo, Deborah Frazier, Amelia Smith, Sandra Morris, Vernon Thompson, Justin Mack, Tanya Bryant, Latoya Nugent, Redonia Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Carolyn Comrie, Deborah Johnson, Patrice Taylor, Denise Bryant Brooks, Andre Hill, Prophet Antoine Johnson. We are believing God for those of you who have submitted your prayer request, and I want you to know that there is no secret what God can do. What He has done for others, He will do for you. We firmly believe in our prophetic prayer partnership that God is faithful and able to take our prayer requests and make them praise reports. I don't know about you tonight, but I feel a praise bubbling over in my spirit. I want us to begin tonight's prayer with a praise. Let's enter into His presence with thanksgiving. Let's honor the Lord in this moment. Let's begin to lift Him up. Come on, that's right. Do it right where you are. Give God the glory. Give Him the honor. Give Him the praise. Great thanksgiving is due unto His name. Lift Him up, for He is worthy. Lift Him up out of the bowels of your heart. Give Him glory. Father, we love you. We honor you. We praise you. We give your name thanksgiving. We are so grateful. We are honored. We are honored and privileged to be in your presence. We give obeisance unto your holy name. Oh, your name is worthy to be adored, is worthy to be lifted, worthy to be praised. You are our God. Beside you, there is no other. We give you the praise, mighty God. We give you the glory. Thank you for loving us. Thank you. Thank you so very much for being merciful. Thank you so very much for looking beyond the faults and seeing our very needs. Thank you, Father. Thank you when we were undeserving. Your love was unfailing. And we thank you. Never ceasing is your amazing and bountiful love. We give you praise tonight, Lord. Oh, we honor you. We honor you even in the midst of our affliction, even in the midst of our infirmity. We love your name. We honor you. We praise you. Oh, God, even in the midst of things we don't understand, even in the midst of things we can't comprehend, we praise you. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the name of our mighty Savior. Jesus is your name, and we honor you. We lift you high. We lift you high. Your name is to be exalted. Glory to the name of Jesus. Ah, praise you, praise you, praise you. Ah, thou art the giver of light, and you're the giver of life. You are the reason we live, move, and have our being. We praise you, God. Thank you for being wonderful. Thank you for looking upon us. Thank you for seeing us right where we are. We praise you tonight, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We pay homage to you. We bow our hearts before you. We bow down our heads before you. We give you reverence, Lord. Thou art mighty. Thou art excellent. Thou art worthy. Thank you for the activity of our limbs. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the ability to think. Thank you for the ability to hear, to see, to speak. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the gifts that you have given unto us, the gifts, the gifts, the greatest gift of all, the gift of love. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us, and thank you for putting love within us that we will love others and be able to love you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for looking beyond. Thank you for looking beyond us and seeing us. Thank you for putting us in your will, my God. Thank you for keeping us in the hollow of your hand. Thank you for planting us in your design and in your will. We give you glory tonight. We honor your presence. Yes, Lord, for those, oh God, who have gone astray, those of us who have gone astray, those of us who have veered off, those of us who have wandered off. My God, help us tonight. Help us to find our way back. My God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, not for the pleasure of others, but God, because we want to please you, because we want to be where you are. We want to be vessels used for your glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We veered off in our emotions. We veered off in our mentalities. We have veered off, my God, in our spiritual practices and principles. We have veered off, but Father, light up the path. Show us the way, the Obabashanda. Show us the way back to your presence. My God, where we have veered, where we have wandered. Some have been lost and some have wandered aimlessly. But oh God, show us the way. Thank you tonight. Thank you for hearing us, Yana. Thank you for Obahaya. Thank you for hearing us. And thank you for adhering to us. My God, my prayer is for restoration tonight. Reconciliation. Restoration and reconciliation. Reconcile us to your presence. Reconcile us to your will. Reconcile us, oh God. Hear us, my God. Not just out of our mouths we cry, but from the place of our heart. Down within we cry unto you. Our hearts, my God, though they be overwhelmed. Lead us, Mada Bodobosha. Lead us to your presence. Thou art the rock who is higher. Lead, 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 lead where you lead us. We will follow. In your presence is great revelation. In your presence are the secrets of the Spirit. Show us the way, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, guide us out of the places of darkness. Guide us, take iniquity and evil out of our hearts, Mother Dioscia, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, that which has been piled and compiled upon us, my God, break up the fallow ground and purify us in the name of Jesus. Rid us of vexation and anger. My God, free us from rage in the name of the Lord Jesus. Sanctify us holy. Make us holy in your presence, O God. In the name of Jesus, increase our cry. Increase our seek after your presence in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is in your presence that we find joy. In your presence is healing and safety and breakthrough. Lead us there. Lead us there. Lead us there. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, every place of brokenness, every place of discouragement, heal us from that very place. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from blame. My God, in this hour, we take accountability. We take self-accountability as we conduct inventory. And we say, search us down in the recesses of our heart. And if you find anything that's there that should not be there, give us a clean out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to return. To you. We want to return to your presence. We want to return to the regimen, to the purity of your presence. Oh God, clean up our inward places, clean up our hidden parts, clean up the private areas, clean up the walls, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for adhering to us. Thank you for speaking. Bah, 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 bah. Thank you for awakening. Wake us up in the spirit. Cause us to be awakened like we've never been awakened before. Cause us to know your presence in unique ways, in unspoken ways, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Make us sensitive, sensitive to the things of the Spirit. We call forth those things in the spirit world. My God, that we've been missing. Our discernment has been off. But oh God, revive our discernment. In the name of the Lord Jesus, bring us to a place, oh God, where we'll know your word, we'll know your will, and we'll know your voice. Yes, Lord. Hey, help us, oh God, in this hour not to be easily distracted. We rebuke all distortion, and we declare that in the name of the Lord, we will follow you wherever you light up the path. Be that lamp to our feet and light up the path of our life. And wherever you lead us, we'll follow. You said our steps are ordered by you. Continue to order our steps. If there's a trap there, if there's an ensnarement there, if there's an imprisonment, if there is an agenda and a motive to incarcerate, help us to step around. My God, give us strategy. Yay, 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 yay. Give us strategy that we may avoid the entrapments of the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. You've had a field day, but your day is up. Hadamoshaya. The people of God are awakening. My God, the army is rising. Hadamoshaya. Our discernment is being sharpened again. Our prayer lives, my God, are coming alive again. There's a resurrection in our spirit. You're bringing us up. You're bringing us up, and we thank you for it. Oh, nothing shall separate us from the love of God. We're killed all the day long. Despite us being killed all the day long, we're more than conquerors. Thank you for giving us the ability to conquer, to stand on top of every plight, every plot, every force, every weapon. Every dark and evil agenda, my God, spiritual wickedness in high places. You've given us the ability to rise above it all. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My God, we're grateful for it all. Thank you, my God, that regardless to what it is we may go through and what it is we may have to endure, you're the God over it all. No weapon, no weapon form will prosper. You have given us an ability to rise above it all. We stand as conquerors, we stand as warriors. We stand victorious. We stand as overcomers. You've made us to be winners. And we thank you tonight. Thank you for the great return. Thank you that your presence we feel once again. Namashatabahobai. My God, that our spirit is being awakened. Whoa, glory, my God, Jesus. We give you glory tonight. We give you glory tonight. That even as we're walking around our homes, your spirit will stir within us again. As we're cooking, my God, in the kitchen. My God, as we're dressing and as we're bathing, your spirit will be with us. And will stir us as we're commuting, your spirit, your glory, my God. Hallelujah. As we're working on our jobs and studying in our classes, your glory, your glory, your glory, your glory. Be a shield and buckler for your people, my God. Protect us from the sorcerer. Protect us from the witch. Every warlock, every curse. We are protected. My God, and we are restored. We praise you tonight. Yes, we do. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. We bless your holy name. And Father, we end this prayer tonight how we began it. We end it with praise. We give you praise and adoration. We lift up your name, for your name is righteous. Your name is worthy. Your name is holy. Hey, our lips shall praise you. Hey, our lips shall honor you. Hey, even as the tears fall, we honor you even with our tears tonight. My God, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. Omnipotent, our provider, yes, sir, you're our healer. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We're lost in your presence tonight. And we say thank you, we say thank you, we say thank you. Hey, stir us again. Refill us again. Refill us with your Holy Ghost. My God, awaken the gifts in us. Awaken the gifts, the gifts, the gifts. We praise you, we praise you. Revive us. Revive us, revive us. Do it again, kind Father. We give you glory. Hallelujah, you're wonderful. Hallelujah, you're worthy. And, hallelujah, we lift you up. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, we say yes, we say yes. We say yes, we say yes, we say yes. Hey, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, mighty God. We say yes. And we say thank you in Jesus' name tonight. Come on, saints, let's do it one more time. Let's praise him together. Let's lift the Lord together. Let's lift his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Let's honor the Lord. Oh, praise his wonderful and matchless name. Oh, hey, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. My God, something has happened on this call tonight. Something has stirred within us. Something has been awakened. Something, my God, has been revived. And I believe that many of us have been reconciled. Worthy is the Lamb of God. My God, I appreciate so much having prayer partners such as yourself. It is an honor to be able to pray with you, to believe God with you, and to honor the Lord alongside with you. I want you to be encouraged to know that the race is not given to the swift. The battle is not given to the strong. Bread is not given to the wise. And I want you to know that God is a God of chances, for time and chance happeneth to all. Many be the afflictions of the righteous, but trust to know that the Lord will deliver. Do not allow your affliction to become your distraction. Let your affliction to become fuel for you. Yes, let it drive you closer to the Lord. Amen. Because in his presence is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Whatever you need, you will find it in the presence of the Lord. No more distance. Come in close. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. And I love to tell, and I love to ride on the arms of faith, and to be closer, Lord, to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, precious Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, precious Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. The Lord bless you tonight. The Lord keep you. Have an amazing week. And I want you to know that we will be on praying every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You are welcome to join us right there on our conference line. We appreciate so much having you as a prayer partner. I want the power of God to rest upon you, and I want you to make a conscious decision to draw closer to the Lord. Good night to everyone. And until next time, get close.